Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi, this is Anne Chineka, one of the hosts with Pedaling the Pueblo, and I have with me today Daniela Diamente from the El Grupo Youth Cycling.
El Grupo Youth Cycling is a nonprofit organization. My husband and I started this a little over 10 years ago out of really kind of a fluke. City High School was just forming downtown. They came to us and said, at the time it was at Bikus, and said, hey, we need some bike racks. And Ignacio said, well, what else do you need? We want to get more involved in what you're doing with this school. We think it's great. And so we started teaching a PE elective of bike riding. It was literally a bike riding class. And we had about a dozen kids that first year. And it took us 9 months to get ready to do the Tour de Tucson Mountains ride, which was we did a 30-mile distance, and it took us like over 4 hours. It was painfully slow, but it was amazing because at the end, these kids, it was their greatest accomplishment they'd ever had in their lives. They turned around to us and said, we want more, let's do more. By 2007, that fitness elective had double the number of kids show up for the class, and we said, this is bigger. We had kids from other schools coming to City High to say, we want to ride bikes too. Slowly but surely, we went from a handful of kids 10 years ago to now we have over 90 kids in weekly programming, and we work with about 1,200 to 1,500 kids a year. We have now programs based on age group. So we have year-round programming, we have seasonal programming, we have just summer programming. So I'll start with the summer, because it's the most exciting one for a lot of kids in our biggest numbers. We had 120 kids come through bike camp in 3 weeks, and those are ages 7 to 13. What's really cool about that is that we have teenagers that are part of the team teaching and guiding and instructing and inspiring those younger kids. So it's a win-win. They're gaining job training, leadership development, and the younger kids are going, oh, wow, bike riding is cool. From that, we developed El Grupito, and we're in our third year of El Grupito, which is the similar age as bike camp because we have so many bike campers that want to continue. And it's for those kids that really want to take their bike riding skills and fun to the next level in a certain sense, just as you would have an after-school soccer program or violin practices. It's bike riding. It's hugely popular. We've gone from 9 kids to now we have 45 kids on a weekly basis in El Grupito. And then we moved to the team El Grupo, which is kind of where it all started. And it's really where everything has sprung out of. All the new ideas have been youth involved saying, hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? Let's try this. So Team El Grupo is focused on youth age 12 to 18, and it is a 5 practices per week with academic support, with guidance on and off the bike to help that full youth development. But a lot of it ends up being goal setting that's seen out through races or through events, through bike tours that kids can work towards something, and we're there to support them.
What would you say is an achievement of El Grupo that you're particularly proud of?
I think my favorite statistic is that 100% of the kids that have come through Team El Grupo have earned a high school diploma. What we're able to offer is not only that thing that kids can get excited about, but that support network and that belonging to something that kids really need to succeed, and we just happen to use bikes as the means to do it.
Thanks, Daniela. For more information about El Grupo Cycling, you can visit elgrupocycling.org. Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.